Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Menachos Daf Zayin, Menachos 7. And today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara puts forward the statement that Rabbi Avimi Tani Menachos Bei Rav Chisda, that Rabbi Avimi weren't Mesechas Menachos in the base Medrash of Rav Chisda, meaning to say that Rabbi Avimi was the student of Rav Chisda. So the Gemara challenges this. Is it really the case that Avimi was the student of Rav Chisda, but we learn differently? Because we have a teaching that states Va'ama Rav Chisda Kulfei Tavi Bali Mi'avimi Olah Dahashmaita, that Rav Chisda once says that he received many blows in those days, that it was acceptable for teachers to strike their students. Today we know better that this is a terrible way of learning and it's absolutely something that should never be done. But in those days in the Gemara, the teachers used to strike their students, and so Rav Chisda says that I received many blows from Avimi because of the following teaching. And he was upset with the question that was asked in Maseches Erechin, because we learned in Maseches Erechin, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, that if there was this state of minor orphans that needed to be sold, that the evaluation needed to be offered for 30 days in order to get a fair price, and then they could sell it to the highest bidder. And Avimi said that the halacha was that it should be for 60 days. And Rav Chisda says, I asked Avimi, but we learned that it should be 30 days. And Avimi responded, Bala hachra is ritzufin shloshim yom, that if you're going to do it for, you're going to make the hachraza, the proclamation, for consecutive days, then it's for 30 days. But if you're going to do it sheni v'chamishi, just every Monday and Thursday, then it's going to be for 60 days, shishim yom. And so we see from here that Rav Chisda was really the student of Avimi. So why does it say that Rav Avimi learned menachos in the house of Rav Chisda? How can we say that Avimi learned by his student when really we see from the other case that Avimi was striking his student Rav Chisda in order to teach him? And so this contradicts the idea that Rav Avimi went to Rav Chisda's house to learn Maseches Menachos. Comes along the Gemara and says, indeed, it is the case that even though Avimi was the teacher of Rav Chisda, nevertheless, he needed to go to Rav Chisda's house in order to learn Menachos, because Avimi Masechta is Akra, that Avimi had learned Menachos, but he forgot it. And so since he forgot it, he had to go to Rav Chisda's house in order for Rav Chisda to teach him Maseches Menachos because he had forgot it. So the Gemara says, well, why not? Since Avimi was a teacher of Rav Chisda, all he needed to do was send a message to Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda would come to him and teach it to him. Why did Avimi needed to travel all the way to Rav Chisda? Why didn't Rav Chisda just come to his Rebbe and teach him? So the Gemara answers, Savar hachi mistaya milsa tefei. Avimi was of the opinion that if he would act like this, that for sure, since he would be working harder to get it, that would help him in order to learn it better. And so therefore he was of the opinion that this is what he needed to do in order to learn it, as it states in Megillah Vav Amud Beis, Yagati Matzati Tamin, that if a person says, I worked hard and then I found that, you shall believe him. Meaning to say that in order to really achieve the knowledge of Maseches Menachos, Avimi knew there was no shortcuts, and he couldn't rely upon Rav Chisda coming to him. He needed to go to the house of Rav Chisda. He needed to do the extra mile in order to understand it and in order to grasp it. And that's how Rashi explains this is from the concept of Yagati Umatzasi. And so we learn from here that the halicha and the yagia, that the actual work and the traveling, that is the segula for wisdom and for helping the memory, that there's no shortcuts. If you put the actual work into it, that'll help us remember it. And more than that here, in addition to actual yagia and halicha, in addition to the actual effort, there is also here humiliation, because he had to humble himself by going before a student who he used to strike in order to teach him, and now he has to tell a student, I forgot an entire tractate. And so therefore this same teacher who, if his student forgot one teaching, he would strike him, now he has to go and say to the student, I need you to teach me the entire tractate. And so we see from here that that this humiliation of himself or this humbling of himself was necessary in order to grasp the Torah study. And this is what helps us achieve Torah study. It helps us, we gain Torah knowledge through actual hard work, through travel, through time, and also through embarrassing ourselves. Eina bayishin lomed. If you're too embarrassed to learn, Havimi could have said, look, I'm not going to admit to my student that I don't know what it is, but he says, I'm not going to be embarrassed. And he went ahead and he learned it. And so the Das Shiraga says on this, but why don't we just say that he's wasting his time? Why does he have to go all the way to his student? Why doesn't he send to his student to come to him? And so he says, no, we see from here that the Yigiyah in Torah is not just a segua for success in Torah, but that is the method of Torah study, that the actual effort and the travel is what's necessary, meaning to say it's not just something that will help you, it's necessary. You need to put in the effort. If we don't put in the effort, then we won't achieve it. And the part of the effort is what's necessary for success in this area. In addition to this, we learn another concept, and that this is brought up by the Chochmas Mitzafon, and the Chochmas Mitzafon says that there is a bris krusa, that Hashem makes a covenant with the Jewish people, that if we put in the effort, then we will achieve the success, and we will be guaranteed to learn the Torah study. And on top of that, he says, we might have thought that that's only if the effort is directly related to the Torah study, but in this case, the travel is not directly related. Nevertheless, the effort, if we put in effort, we will be promised success for our efforts at Torah study. And that's what we learned from the case of Avimi and Rav Chisda.